Attention all personnel, this is your AI speaking. The bi-monthly digital mail transmission has just come through. If you'd like to view your designated files, please receive them manually from the bridge or request a direct download onto your screens. Thank you.
Oh, I love mail day. My uncle will be writing, and my cousins, and my sisters, and my other cousins, and my niece, and my nephew, and my godson, and, Who are you hoping to hear from, Gabe?
Oh, I'm not expecting anything.
No family? No, nothing at all?
Well, I have a brother, but we don't talk much.
Oh, gee, That sucks. How come?
I...
All right, Sash?
Good morning, Caparino!
I don't suppose just Captain would do?
Absolutely not! Not when there are, like, so many other excellent alternatives. Caparoo, Captain Crunch, Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain My Captain, Captain America. Well, all right, well, not, maybe not Captain America, but, Captain Hook. No, that's, Captain Ahab. Again, not helpful. Captain Kirk? Huh? Yeah?
And I'm gonna stop you right there. Are you two heading to the bridge?
It's mail day.
I heard. I wonder if my mom sent anything. Seems like forever since the last transmission. Gabriel, are you expecting anything?
Hi, guys.
All right, Darce.
You bet I am. I love mail day. I've got so many people I want to talk to. My friends, my family, my sis...
Darcy, you were saying?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, Dr. Armstrong.
Captain Harris.
Okay. Who wants to check their mail? Anyone? Everyone? Great. Awesome. Saf, could you, yeah, that.
Certainly, First Mate Kasana. If you would like to receive your files manually, please place your portable screens on the interface pad.
Do we have to go through this whole rigmarole every time we-
Problem, Doctor?
Not at all, Captain.
So, Saf, could I redirect my files to my quarters, please? My friends can get kinda loud in their videos. I don't want to get on anyone's nerves. So, if anyone wants me, well, you know where to find me. Enjoy your mail, you guys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take mine into my quarters as well. See you all around.
Waiting for mail, Doc?
I think I'll take it in my quarters. Lots of work to do. You know how it is.
Do I ever? Have fun watching your mail. Well, looks like it's just you and me, Gabriel. You want to go first?
Oh no, it's fine. Sasha, you go.
If you insist. Huh, thanks!
Transfer complete.
All right then, let's see here. Open, and... Ah. Well, maybe it's over. Oh. Well, that's, I think I'm gonna go, check this out in my quarters. So, you all right here by yourself?
Go right ahead.
Thanks. Ah, maybe if I... press this button, or this one.
Officer Gray, please place your screen on the interface.
What? I mean, why? I don't have any mail.
I have a file addressed to you in my databanks.
That can't be right. Are you sure?
Positive, Officer Gray.
Weird. Okay. I'm connecting to the interface now.
Transfer. Complete.
Holy shit.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just... Wow. Wow. Do you think this is a good sign? It's from my brother. I never get mail, especially not from him. Maybe he... Saf? Do you think this is a good sign?
I really couldn't say, Officer Gray.
I'm going to go and open this. It's been so long since we last talked. He might have news about Dad, or maybe he wants us to start talking again. I don't know. God, I'm so... Will you be okay on your own, Saf?
Of course, Officer Gray. Enjoy your mail.
Thanks. I will.
I'm never truly alone, of course, Gabriel. I have you.
Open mail, please, Saf.
Authorization code required.
2258 Mike Foxtrot Alpha Hotel.
Files retrieved.
Thanks, Saf. Now let's see. No. Ah, gotcha. Here we go.
Hello, Mika. It's your mother. I know I sent you another vid when the last transmission went through, but so much has happened that I knew I had to vid you again to catch you up on things. Well, Margie has been having trouble with her newborn. Colic, you know? So of course I brought my kid around to help. I had to stay the night in the end, because by the time I was ready to leave, it was almost curfew. You know how I am, always chatting. Anyway, we had this great conversation about how when you were little and all the little things you used to do and how you would get sick and how I'd get worried because you were my first and I know I've treated other people so-
Hey, Saf, could you play that last line again?
Certainly, Captain.
I love you, Mika. Good luck on your mission. And one last thing. Sometimes, the best messages come from within. Hallie, out.
The best messages come from within. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Maybe I should get Gabriel in here. He's great with puzzles. No, he's watching his own mail. Well, I'm a big girl. Surely I can crack what on Esho she's talking about. Saf, did the message come with any attachments?
I detect one attached file, Captain.
Open it, please. All right, looks like poetry to me. Enlarge. It's Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Mom used to read this to me when I was a kid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my own fate. I am the captain of my soul. How appropriate. Is this it?
I believe so, Captain.
Run a thorough scan. I want this code so clean I could eat off of it. See if we can't crack this bad boy open. The best messages come from within. So it better be a damn good message.
It's just like a Band-Aid. You just have to rip it off, get it over with, and never think about it again. Ever again. Oh, but what if... No, surely they wouldn't send a message all the way through space if all they wanted to do was shout at you. Get a grip, Lee. This is gonna suck. Well, duh, obviously. Just get it done and you can go to sleep. Talking to yourself. First sign of madness. Shut up. Ugh. Computer, open mail.
Authorization code required.
2259 Alpha Lemur Alpha.
Files retrieved.
Just get it over with.
Hello, Leslie. This is your father speaking.
Because you're the only one with the guts to send it, right?
I am aware that your departure was not quite as proper as your mother and I had planned. It has been difficult since your grandmother died to maintain a hold on our family heritage, as you know. I know you weren't best pleased with our attempts to reason with your choice to agree to this mission. We'd always thought, given your intelligence and upbringing, that you could one day join the embassy and begin climbing the social ladder. Your choice to join a rather rough and ready group of soldiers shocked your poor mother greatly. Leslie, please don't think too harshly of us. We only want what's best for you. Your career as a surgeon seems so promising, just like your great-great-aunt, you know. And to throw it all away on a useless hope of returning to Earth seems such a waste. Here on Esher, we can rebuild our family's legacy and become recognized by the best of Escherian society. You always were so headstrong. But in case you change your mind, you can always come back to Esho. Abandon this ridiculous mission. You're not so far away from Esho. I can easily pull some strings to get you home. Please, Leslie, just reconsider. Your mother is distraught. We just want our old daughter back. Edgar out.
Please don't think too harshly of us. Well, how else was I supposed to react, Dad? I've spent my whole damn life being paraded around like some sort of trophy just because you and Mom wanted your status back. And the only time, God forbid, that I'm actually proud of something I've accomplished, you tell me I should go into high society instead. I don't even care about reaching Earth. I just wanted to get away from you. Fuck off! How can they have their old daughter back when I've only ever been me?
Testing, testing. Is this thing working? Hello? Updates. No one injured so far. Well, Sasha dislocated his shoulder a couple of weeks ago, but that's what you get from playing with a rocket launcher. I'm learning loads. Looking forward to getting on to the next part of the
Saf, would you open the mail, please?
Authorization code required.
2262 Golf. Uniform, Romeo, Golf.
Files retrieved.
Saf, do you think this is a good idea? I thought it was at first, but now I'm not so sure. What if it goes terribly?
I am not programmed to predict the future, Officer Gray.
No, of course not. Well, let's see it then.
Hello, Gabriel.
It's him. It's Michael.
I'm glad I got the chance to finally speak to you, little brother. I imagined you've settled in on the ship by now. Heading off to Earth. It's a huge honor, you know. I would have given my right arm to have gone on it. But you already knew that, didn't you? And you got there first.
No.
I wonder if your crewmates have found out if you're a freak.
No.
You think they wonder why you can't look them in the eye? Why you flap your hands and chew on pens? Why you're so fucking obsessed with stupid robots? I wonder how long it'll take for them to figure out that you're fucked up in the head. You're a freak, Gabriel. You're a freak, and Mom never loved you. Dad abandoned us because of you.
Turn it off. I don't care.
That happens.
Just turn it off, Saf. Turn it off. Turn it off. I thought maybe he changed. I thought maybe he was sorry. But he's right. I am a freak. Saf, please don't tell the others. I don't want them to know.
Of course, Officer Gray.
Thank you. I knew I could rely on you.
Always happy to help.
Good afternoon, Dr. Armstrong. How was your mail?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh no, bad news?
I said...
Oh, come here, you old marshmallow.
Eldridge, what are you doing?
Some people call this a hug.
Oh, I see.
Feel better?
Actually, I do. Thank you, Darcy.
My pleasure. You know, sometimes you need to look after yourself instead of just other people, you know? If you go down, who are we going to call?
I'll bear that in mind. Pass me that scalpel, will you?
I just want to say, being chosen as your assistant is a privilege, Dr. Armstrong.
You're not dying on me, are you? That kind of talk is reserved for the deathbed only.
No, but sometimes I'm reminded that it never hurts to be prepared.
God, where's Sasha when you need him? I swear, he's always under your feet when you're busy, but whenever you actually need his help... No. He's busy checking his mail. He always was popular back home. Not surprised the guy is so much. Okay, if I just tweak this code a little more, I might just be able to budget...
Decryption complete. Submessage recovered.
Yes!
Would you like me to recover the file?
Oh my god, yes! Saf, recover that right away!
Loading. Loading. File successfully recovered. Do you require anything else, Captain?
I'm good, Saf, thanks. Let's get this baby rolling.
Mika, I hid this message inside an attachment of Invictus. It was always one of my favorites. If you're listening to this, then you must have recovered it. This is what you need to know. Humans on Esho are in a much worse state than is being let on. Innocent people are being brutally murdered by Eshian police for no crime other than being human. We are being let go from our jobs, losing our welfare, being thrown out onto the streets. I'm sure you know some of this already, but after your ship left for Earth, the Eshian government began a proposal to restrict Esho-born human citizens to certain jobs, certain roles, certain classes. Something is going on, and I am certain it has something to do with Mission Swallow. Mika, be careful. Don't trust anyone on your ship, not even your closest friend. I'm afraid that any one of them could be a spy. Swift Journey, daughter, don't stray too far from your path. Callie out.
Shit.
Is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Our guest stars were Abigail Turner as Hallie Harris, James Carpenter as Edgar Armstrong, and Walter Mack as Michael Gray. Original music by Joash Carey and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Turpentine Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website at www.turpentine.com. thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you like science fiction and or classical authors, why not check out our sister show, H.G. Wells Has His Regrets. Find it on Podbean, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.